Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. It's always great to catch up with Michael Reagan. Love having him on the program. Of course, son of President Ronald Reagan, president of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, New York Times bestselling author, syndicated columnist, and he joins us here on the National Defense. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you very much.
Taking care of your new puppy? New puppy, yeah.
I got a new grandson. You know, what can I tell you? It's busy around the Reagan household.
Absolutely. Well, and you've got that other side deal, the Reagan Legacy Foundation that you take care of.
Well, that one. Oh, that too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that
you
deal.
Know, and I get, but, you know, really, my wife and my daughter, you know, it's kind of our deal. We started it back, gosh, right after the Reagan was christened back in 2001. Said, what can we do for the crew? And we came up with an idea to sit there and why don't we offer scholarships to the men and women who served aboard the USS Ronald Reagan?
I love that.
And not only that, why don't we offer scholarships to those family members who are at home trying to better their lives by bettering their education? So we actually make checks available to the crew members and their families who are at home who serve as much as anybody else.
Absolutely.
When your loved ones on a ship or at war out there and you're at home, you're serving too.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. And it's a tremendous thing that you guys do. Your dad would have been 100 this past February, right?
No. Way past 100. He's born in 1911.
Oh.
Way past 100.
Yeah, I guess so. Wow.
Yeah, way past 100. He passed that too. A while back, like 10, 12 years ago. Yeah.
Well, we had, we just interviewed a guy yesterday that has written a great book about World War II. He's like a World War II historian. We were talking about your dad and his service during World War II. And he worked in the film industry during his time in service. And he was part of the team that produced a lot of propaganda, appeared in some patriotic films like Jap Zero, For God and Country, and did like 300 of those kind of movies. Have you seen some of those?
Yeah, I've seen some of those. And what have you. It's interesting because he 300 movies. He couldn't go overseas because he really was legally blind without his glasses.
Yeah.
So he served here and, you know, did the 300 films, if you will, and ultimately retired as a captain in the Army. But to get into the Army, because he was in the cavalry, to get into the Army, he went out and he memorized all the eye charts.
Ah.
And so when he went to do his eye exam, and they asked him, you know, read line 3. He couldn't read it, but he had memorized it. So he told them what it was, and, you know, they put him in the Army. He did the 300, you know, films during that period of time, and then retired as a captain out of the Army. They offered him a major to stay, but he felt that, you know, if you're at the rank of major, you ought to be able to go overseas and serve overseas.
Right.
And he's never going to go overseas because they wouldn't know who he'd shoot because he couldn't see anything.
Right.
So he retired as a captain, but it worked out pretty well in the long run.
Yeah, I think it did too. And the other little tidbit that we got from this author yesterday was that he also kind of discovered Marilyn Monroe as Rosie the Riveter. Do you know that story?
No, I don't know that story, but, you know, I'm telling you, not a bad deal, dude.
No, apparently that was her very first modeling job, and so he put her on a poster, and then she went on to become Marilyn Monroe.
There you go, and, Marilyn, I met her one time.
Really?
In my life. Oh, yeah. Met her one time in my life, and I said, somebody asked me one time, and I was speaking at a Christian organization, and the question, they always ask the question, when did you know there was a God?
Yeah.
And I said, my mother was having a birthday party, and I was in charge of the door. And when the doorbell would ring, I was to open the door, and you know, and let the people in. And earlier that day, my sister and I were in Beverly Hills getting something from my mother, and we'd seen a silver serving tray with the imprint of this gorgeous blonde on it, kind of in red silk, it looked like. And I wanted to get that from Mom. My sister said, no, we're not getting that from Mom. I said, but she's really pretty. And Maureen said, no, we're not getting that from Mom. So we got something else. But the doorbell rang, and I went to the door, and I opened up the door, and sure enough, it's that girl that was on the on the silver serving tray, Marilyn Monroe. And I told the people in the group, I said, that's when I knew there was a
Absolutely. You know,
every guy in the room goes, yeah, baby.
Great. We're talking to Michael Reagan, of course, president of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, and just does so much for our military and a scholarship award program. And you guys went to France. I mean, you've been everywhere.
Oh yeah. We go to France, we go to St. Mary Glees, we take groups into in that Normandy, the whole thing. A few years ago, I was asked to raise the American flag at the American Cemetery at Normandy, and I said, I'm gone. I'm good for that. And I was playing golf with a 25-year-old, and I told him what I was doing. He looked at me and said, why is there an American cemetery at Normandy? Had no idea. Our education system sucks.
Yeah.
He had no idea. I asked a young high school student in Germany one year, what do you know about the Berlin Wall? I said, well, the Americans put it up to get the communists out of their sector. Uh-huh. And you're going, I said, it's everywhere.
Wow.
It's absolutely everywhere. But if people want to help out, and whatever you want to give, you can go to ReaganLegacyFoundation.org, hit the donation button, donate whatever you can, or if you want to mail us a check, the address is there, and just put in the memo, scholarship program. We send out checks twice a year, June. We just sent some, in fact, and the end of the year towards December to these kids. And they go online on the ship, and they fill out the paperwork, send it to us. My wife and my daughter, actually, one other person on the board, actually go over all of the names and what have you, choose the ones that we choose, and then we send them a check, and it's great. But, you know, the kids on the ship really appreciate it, but the family members back home who get checks, because we're sending like $1,000 to the kids on the ship because they get some help from the government.
Right.
But the family gets nothing. And we send like $2,000 to the family members. And I'm afraid to go to the ship because if I look at my luggage, they'll be coming home with me.
Right. Right. Well, and I mean, you know, the family members, they generally, I would imagine, don't even expect anything. So to get anything at all would be fantastic. No. But a $2,000 check shows up and all of a sudden, you know, Ronald Reagan is the greatest American president we've ever had.
Oh, yeah. And I love visiting the ship. Unfortunately, Obama sent her to Japan. She's now the head of the 7th Fleet. They're in the, out there in the oceans protecting Taiwan, protecting all that area. She's the 7th Fleet. That's it. And she was supposed to come home, almost a year ago and go back up to Washington for a refitting because born in 2021. But with all the stuff going on around the world, they can't bring her home. So she's out there watching the world as the head of the 7th Fleet.
Why don't you go back on a radio? Why don't you go back on a radio and do a daily show?
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know it's work, but I like your commentary. I liked your point of view.
No, but I don't mind going on and having people interview me and talk to me like that, but to do it every day with the other things that I'm doing.
Well, that's and with the new dog.
With the new puppy, Shadow.
Yeah.
It's really December 26th. December 26th, we had a brand new baby boy born into the family, Gage Reagan. You'll love this. Little Gage. You know what I nicknamed Gage?
What? 12 Gage?
12. My nickname is 12. I said, I can't wait till he goes to school the first time. What's your name, young man? My name is Gage, but my grandfather calls me 12.
12 Gage. That's great. That's great.
So 12 joined the family. And we lost our other shepherd, on the 27th, and we just got the new shepherd here about 6 weeks ago. So
that's cool.
Shadow is part of the family now, and so I'm taking care of Shadow while Mom's at Mass with the granddaughters, our 7-year-old and 5-year-old. So we're pretty busy, and Colleen's got her travel business back up and running finally after COVID.
Right. Yeah. Everybody's traveling now, I can tell you.
Yeah. We're going to Egypt here at the end of the month.
Oh, wow.
And doing a cruise on the Nile. But anytime you want to have me on, I'm available. I'm good because it's a good time of day for me.
This is great.
There's enough politics and issues out there. At Reagan World is my Twitter account. I put my op-ed pieces up on there. I'm a Newsmax contributor. I'm on Newsmax usually once a week. So not like I'm not busy.
Right, right. Yeah, remind people again, if you go to ReaganLegacyFoundation.org/donate is the best way to do it. And I just got back from your wonderful La La Land of California. Our daughter got married at the Houdini Estate. Have you ever seen that place?
I'm a member of the Magic Castle.
Oh, I love the Magic. Are you kidding me?
And Milk just died 3 days ago. We've been members of the Magic Castle since the late 1970s. We're there all the time. We take 24 people there on New Year's Eve every year. We take over one of the rooms, and we're there. We take 24 people every New Year's, and we
That's
go
incredible.
All the time. Magic Castle, it's great. It's terrific. What day did she get married?
She got married on Saturday, this past Saturday.
Well, our daughter got married on May 5th.
Really? Congratulations. Yeah.
And she got married May 5th to a police officer in L.A., 20 years. He's a lieutenant watch commander, and we've known him for 30 years. And they just got married on May 5th. So there you go. Lots going on.
That's
Lots
great.
Going on. But the Houdini Estate and the whole thing, the Magic Castle.
Oh, it's
phenomenal.
Beautiful. Incredible.
Yeah, it is. It is incredible. But again, it's not that we are not busy, but we're never too busy to talk to you or tell everybody what's going on with the Reagan Legacy Foundation. The scholarship program is a great program for the kids who want to help them. It doesn't matter what you give. We put it all together and send it. So we're not saying, you got to send this, you got to send that.
Yeah.
Whatever you send, $1, $5, $100, $1,000, whatever, we just package it all together, adds up to $1,000, adds up to $2,000, and we send out the checks to the kids on the ship if you really want to help them. You know, we had Memorial Day. We're coming up on, coming up on all this other stuff happening. And so it's great to remember those kids that are out there.
Absolutely. Great stuff.
They
are. I mean, you know, and I think that's the other thing that people forget. I mean, they're kids, you know, they're 19 or 20, 21 years, and they're coming back as kids, and they've got their whole life that they got to prepare for. So that's why these scholarships are so important. And it's also why you got to always, if you know a veteran that's coming back, I mean, you got to do your best to help them out. I'm mentoring a 22-year Navy vet right now, and she had a couple of different degrees and all this stuff, and she had trouble getting it. I'm like, are you kidding me? But she finally got something great, and it's well-deserved. But, Michael, thank you so much for the time, man. It's great to talk to you, as always. And, I'd love to be in touch and have you on here more often. Absolutely.
I'm good because I understand there's some issues to talk about on occasion.
Absolutely. Yeah. A couple of things floating out there, huh?
Yeah, I heard.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day,
well,
man.
Thanks a lot, my friend.
See you, Shadow. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.